Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast for Friday, November 11th, 2011. Happy Veterans Day. This is Adam Paulus, and we're going to talk about movies and toys. Last week at the box office, Puss in Boots was number one with $33.1 million. Tower Heist, number two, $24 million. A Very Harold and Kumar Christmas came out with $13 million at number three. Paranormal Activity 3 had $8.3 million, and In Time had $7.5 million. For those of you keeping track, not only has Puss in Boots been number one for 3 weeks running, it basically hasn't lost anything week over week, which I don't think has happened for a long time. You know, like, what was it, The Help maybe, or Titanic? It doesn't happen much, so it's very exciting. New this week, J. Edgar, Jack and Jill, Immortals, Melancholia, and other stuff in limited release. Jack and Jill has a 0% Rotten Tomatoes this morning, and J. Edgar had like a 40, so it doesn't sound fantastic. Jack and Jill is a new Adam Sandler movie that apparently you know all about if you live in Los Angeles, but if you don't, you might not have heard of it until this week. In the news, Eddie Murphy and Brett Ratner are out of the Oscars. Unless it was a joke, I'm being told Billy Crystal has already stepped in. I guess that's possible. An Absolutely Fabulous movie is in the works in some state of production. Both, let's see, oh no, there's a lot of them. Popeye, Where's Waldo, and Fraggle Rock movies were all announced this week, and most of which blame the Smurfs and Alvin and the Chipmunks and their success for doing this. Tim Heidecker of Tim and Eric's awesome show Great Job and Tom Goes to the Mayor fame, plus Bridesmaids, he was the groom in Bridesmaids, so he didn't talk much. He recorded and announced and recorded a record of Herman Cain songs this week. They're funny and weird, like the show, and it's called Cainthology, Songs in the Key of Cain. I think one of them said like Cainpocalypse was what it looked like. But basically it's a 9-song EP, it's got a lot of guest stars, and if you think that kind of thing is funny, it's up for sale. Tom Waits and Casey Dillon put out a video for Tom Waits' new song, Satisfied, which I believe has Keith Richards in it briefly. The video is black and white. It's very much a Tom Waits video. Take a look, YouTube. Family Circus artist and scribe Bill Keane died this week. Insert Ida Know and Not Me joke here. Andy Rooney of 60 Minutes passed away after several decades of great reporting and commenting. Heavy D also died this week, as well as boxing great Joe Frazier. We lost a lot of great pop culture and cultural icons this week, and I think this might be a record in recent weeks. They will be missed. Three sales at Entertainment Earth. We have launched not one, but three sales this week. You can buy three in-stock bobbleheads and get a fourth one free. You can shop our amazing holiday deals, which start now, and you can also take advantage of a free shipping offer. Bobblehead offer, buy three, get one free, in stock, whatever we have. If it's in stock and you buy three of them, you can get a fourth one of your choosing of equal or lesser value for free. Holiday deals, we have over 30 great items marked down as low as $3. We have got some really good items, Big Lebowski, Star Wars, Battlestar Galactica, and more. So check those out. And our free shipping promotion is if you live in the USA and you order $99 worth of in-stock product, free shipping credit will be added to your order. Just check the website for the details. Or the deets, or the tails. All three can be found linked to from sale.entertainmentearth.com. Hurry, because the bobblehead sale and this round of holiday deals will expire Tuesday night. We'll have new sales for you on Wednesday, and yes, we've got a lot planned for Black Friday. I'm pretty proud of these sales. These are good. These are exciting. If you're a toy collector and you don't already have everything you could possibly ever want, it's going to be good. So stay tuned for that. In toy news, what do we have? We have Transformers. Generations Sky Shadow and Scrap Heap pictures in and out of the package are making the rounds on the web. Samples are showing up on Asia, which means they should show up here soon. We have them for pre-order by the case, so if you have a local comic book store or you are a local comic book store who wants to order a case, let us know. I'm assuming that means they're still coming out this month because that's what the ETA says, but that could change. They look good. And also, and this is probably more exciting, Transformers Prime Toys. Entertainment Earth now has up for pre-order. We are being told, and I am reading, that these are specialty exclusives. So you can order Cliffjumper, RC, Bumblebee, Optimus Prime, Megatron, Bulkhead, Starscream, and some others, including roleplay toys, right now. You may not be seeing these at most of your local stores, is the implication. But I'm not going to say too much more there right now. Dark Horse is doing about a dozen Game of Thrones items, including magnets, coasters, pins, and other stuff you can wear like patches or use in your home like mugs. So that's pretty cool. Funko got the Mars Attacks license. We have pictures and they're neat. The bobblehead and pop vinyl figure are both fantastic for completely different reasons, and they're coming early next year. The bobble is a pretty authentic take on the original trading card art, while the stylized pop vinyl figure is just this ridiculous, weird-looking video game thing that's absolutely awesome. You have to have them both. Well, you don't have to have them both. I would like to have them both. I may not get them both, but I'm thinking about it, and they're neat. So if you like the old trading cards or the movie or, you know, t-shirt, and I still got a t-shirt, check these out. The G.I. Joe Renegade Storm Shadow showed up on actoys.net. It shows an alternate head and an astonishing amount of ninja gear. Considering the hubbub about missing weapons in fan circles, it seems like Hasbro decided not to take a whole heck of a lot out of this one because there's just so much stuff in it. Also, G.I. Joe Club.com confirmed that TNT, a South American character, Theodore N. Thomas, will be coming to the G.I. Joe Figure Club subscription, which will be sold through them and not us, so that's all I'm going to talk about. And that's pretty much everything. I've got a lot to do today. Like I said, we were doing a lot of Black Friday sales, a lot of discounts, a lot of sales, adding a ton of new products. This is a busy time of year to be in the toys business. It's a lot of biz in there. But yeah, it's pretty much going to go with lots of crazy new stuff and sales and specials and all sorts of nonsense through probably at least February. So get ready. If you're a toy collector, put aside as much money as you can for January. At the end of January, Star Wars fans will be treated to a reboot of the Star Wars line. It's going to be very heavily Episode 1 focused, and according to some emails I just got from Hasbro, which were part of their fan site Q&A program, there's not going to be a whole heck of a lot of Clone Wars next year from the look of things. So keep that in mind. Put away some money. If anyone sends you a check for Christmas, just saying, hang on to it. Don't spend it on something else if you're thinking about getting something else you want for Star Wars. There's a lot going on. So I'll see you next week. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth, or Facebook. Just search us and you'll find us. I gotta go. See you later.